I could make jokes about how you're a real-life Clarice Starling, one of my favorite movies, The Silence of the Lambs. But it was exciting to hear that the FBI appointed a woman to head this office. You've been in town about 6 months. You came to Jacksonville after stints all over the country for the agency, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So I started my career in San Antonio, Texas. I was in San Antonio for about 17 years. And as my career progressed, I entered into management and did some stints in our headquarters and then was transferred to Sacramento. I was in Sacramento for 3 years. And from Sacramento, clear across back to the East Coast to our facility in Clarksburg, West Virginia, the Criminal Justice Information Services. I was there for a year and a half. Very glad to be here in Jacksonville after seeing all the snow going across the East Coast.
Sure.
So, I was very, very honored and proud to have this assignment here in Jacksonville.
What attracted you to the FBI when you were just starting out?
So, my father was an FBI agent, and we traveled all over the country as well, to include growing up in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Really?
And, yes. And back then, I grew up there. I was 8 when I moved there and 16 when I came back. And I always wanted to be an FBI agent. But back then, and I'm going to date myself a little bit, back then, there was no female
of
FBI agents.
Of course not, right?
Yes.
It was G-Man.
It was
G-Man
and
yeah.
Mr. Hoover.
Yeah.
And so in the early 70s, Mr. Hoover died, and then some EEO laws were passed, and the FBI started taking female special agents. And I know when this happened, my father was not. We were real happy about that. I remember it was, you know, all men.
Why he was he just traditional in his
traditional
views?
Traditional in his views, absolutely.
How did he take you becoming what he used, becoming the same thing, essentially?
He was very proud. But I remember having this discussion at the dinner table saying, you know, he was kind of grumbling a little. And I said, I looked at him and I said, hey, Dad, you know, this is now I can do what you do. And it kind of changed his perspective. And so when I graduated from the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia, I got his, he's retired, I got his credentials and his badge.
Oh, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're the boss, leading up a huge field office,
yes.
Investigating all manner of issues. We're getting calls already for you as we speak to the FBI Special Agent in Charge, Michelle Klimt. She's running FBI's Jacksonville Division. What are your questions for her? We'll go to your calls in just a moment. The number is 549-2937. I know you've been involved with counterterrorism, drug trafficking investigations. I would think the interdiction of drug flow through this part of the country is a big part of what your agency does. But fill me in. What are some of the strategic imperatives that you're focused on?
Well, as you know, counterterrorism is our number one priority. So we're always very much focused on that. Cybercrime, that is a crime that is trending upward. I mean, we have all kinds of things going on with hackers, people putting folks' computers up for ransom, child pornography. And we also see a lot of identity theft is one of the trends that we're seeing, and human trafficking in this area.
Human trafficking, Florida is one of the top three states, I believe, when it comes to the prevalence of trafficking. We're getting calls about that for you right now as we speak live in Studio 5 with FBI Special Agent in Charge, Michelle Klimt. What are your questions? 549-2937. Let's go to Barbie. She's on the line. Barbie, good morning. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, Ms. Quinn, thank you to answer my question. One of my priorities here in Jacksonville and awareness of human trafficking and, you know, the young girls and boys that have been snatched and are being used to move through this area. So I'm glad to hear that that's one of your issues, and I want to thank you.
Thanks for the call, Barbie. Tell me a little bit about how you investigate and prosecute traffickers. It's a tough nut to crack. There's a task force on the issue that I'm aware of locally as well. More awareness certainly has been helpful, but can you tell us, share with us, without giving too much of your secrets away, how you go about this?
So human trafficking, a lot of it occurs on the internet, and there are different websites that these children, and I'm talking about the child prostitution, human trafficking. There's another side of human trafficking where you have folks in labor camps, for lack of a better word.
Right.
So on the child prostitution part of it, there's a lot of websites out there that folks go to the websites. And so we kind of monitor those websites. We look at it, and we go about looking at the different folks who are accessing the websites. And we get our cases together and go out and find these folks. A lot of the human trafficking is education, more so on the forced labor part of it. It's training. It's training to other law enforcement folks. It's training to folks like you and me who might see something and not really recognize it as human trafficking.
Interesting. And lots of calls for FBI Special Agent in Charge Michelle Klimt, 549-2937. Let's go to John on the South Side. Hey, John, thanks for your call. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa, and thank you for taking my call. And Michelle, welcome to Jacksonville. And I just want to extend an invitation to take you kayaking, you know, on our St. John's River.
Oh, very nice.
An American Heritage River, a federal initiative. And given that designation and with federal oversight, does your agency, in a way, have jurisdictional control over this 310-mile stretch of river? And that's all I just would like to extend at this time, and really look forward to stopping by over at the south, your south side location, and picking me up and taking me out for a day of fun.
What a nice invitation.
I think we can call it an undercover paddle.
Thanks for the call, John. And I've driven by that facility. It's quite impressive over there near the St. John's Town Center. But a nice invitation from him. When it comes to the river, though, that's not really your bailiwick, is it?
No, unless somebody is throwing pollutants into the river. And, you know, there's the Clean Water Act and all of that. So we would get involved in something like that. And I have been whitewater rafting, kayaking, so I think this would probably be a little smoother trip.
Yeah, exactly. 549-2937, Chuck in Jacksonville. Hey, Chuck. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I was just wondering, I've been through the Citizens Academy through JSO, and I've heard that the FBI also has a type of Citizens Academy, but I haven't been able to find a way to actually go to it or find it online how to subscribe to it. And I was just wondering if there is such a thing.
Thanks, Chuck. I hadn't heard of that.
Yes, we do. We do, Chuck, we do have a Citizens Academy. We do hold one session. It's generally in the fall. We just finished our Citizens Academy this fall, and actually we're working on a press release on that. And if you're interested, you can go to the Jacksonville FBI site. You can just Google it, and it'll bring it to you. And if you are interested, please send us an email.
Very nice. What do people get to experience with this academy?
So it's a six-week academy. It meets once a week, usually in the evenings, to allow folks to, you know, come from work. And what we do is we give you an overview of the cases that we investigate, anywhere from counterterrorism to drugs to human trafficking. The agents themselves give the presentations. You get to experience processing a crime scene. You get to hear from our bomb technicians. And it's a lot of fun.
Let's go back to the phones as we speak live with FBI Special Agent in Charge Michelle Klimt. By the way, are you the first woman to head this office?
Yes, I am.
That's what I thought. She's the new Special Agent in Charge for the FBI's Jacksonville Division. Lots of calls. Let's go to LJ in Jacksonville. LJ, good morning.
Good morning. First of all, let me just say I applaud Special Agent in Charge Klimt's ambition and her success. Let me just say welcome to Jacksonville, and thank you for being a trailblazer and the first woman special agent in charge in this beautiful city. My question specifically is, what can you offer to the listeners in the way of young women who may have aspirations to become agents or ascend within the ranks? I am a former LexisNexis employee and had the pleasure of traveling around the world to train special agents in charge, and you are the first I've heard of. So I again, applaud your ambition and salute your success. And I will say, Melissa, thank you for having her on your show. And I will get off so that I can hear your response.
All right. Thanks, LJ. We're excited to have her on the show. And a great question from her. How can more women be recruited to join this line of work?
So to become a special agent, either male or female, you need a college degree. And you can start applying at the age of 23, but we look for 3 years of college experience. I mean, of work experience, pardon me. And a lot of folks think that you have to have a degree in criminal justice. You don't. We are looking for folks with a variety of backgrounds, computer sciences, if you have a language, lawyers, accountants. So really anything that you have a feeling for, you that would qualify you to become an agent. We also have professional support staff, which really are kind of the backbone of running the FBI offices, the local offices. And we also have language specialists. So if you, again, if being a special agent is kind of not what you want, there are other opportunities as well. And I highly encourage you, again, if you go to the FBI.gov website, a whole listing and a lot of information on there about joining the FBI and working for the FBI.
Sure. And earlier I mentioned Jodie Foster's famous character, Clarice Starling. I would think that pop culture has given all of us a lot of misconceptions about what you do and what it's really like in your building. What would you say is the biggest misconception about the FBI and your agents and the work they're out there doing every day?
Well, I think in Silence of the Lambs, and it's funny because when I was going through the FBI Academy, that movie had just come out.
Oh, really?
Yes. So the fact that a new agent would actually be put in...
Into that high-profile case, not realistic.
Not really, yeah. Not really. Yeah. Nor would they be pulled out of class to go do that.
Uh-huh.
So what she does is probably, you know, again, investigating is pretty much in line with that. But things do take time, and if that case would probably have gone to more senior agent...
Yeah, so that's one. But in general, as you said, you need people from a variety of backgrounds to join your ranks. Interesting, and the general public may not be aware of that.
Right, and I do get a lot of folks saying, you know, I'm getting my degree in criminal justice to enter the FBI, and that's not necessarily true. I entered the FBI. I grew up in Argentina, so I was a Spanish speaker, and I used my language a lot, and that's... Part of a lot of my career was using my Spanish ability.
Interesting. Well, it's fascinating to speak with you, and it's such a pleasure to have you on the program. We hope you'll come back again.
I'd love to.
Best wishes for the holidays.
Thank you.
And
you too.
With your career here on the First Coast. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa, for having me.
Michelle Klimt is the new special agent in charge of the FBI's Jacksonville division, the first woman to hold the post.